Good morning. 00 hours. Snow. 14 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 11 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 15 degrees.
KV8 AVA mobile.
Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 16 degrees.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 18 degrees.
KA9SXH.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 17 degrees.
KA9SXH.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile. KD8YVS, I think it was. WA8WQU. Name here is Terry.
Good evening, Terry. This is Ron.
Good to hear you on the air. Just got out of work and headed home.
Well, my only duty today was to make a path from the garage door to the mailbox. Mission accomplished.
Well, that's good. Got something done today. I cleared the driveway a couple of times yesterday. Cleared the driveway this morning before I left for work. And hopefully I don't have to clear the driveway when I get home.
Yeah, I'm quite thankful that we didn't have that ice that Tennessee had. Wow.
Yeah, all the south down there, Mississippi got hit pretty good. Tennessee, I know, I was reading some of the reports down there. Yeah, about a lot of the states, they got 200,000-300,000 people without power. And, that's bad enough, but when you got cold temperatures, they're down there, in the teens and 20s, basically what we've got, and no power for heat, so depends on what they got. They had preparation, if they have generators, and then if they do, fuel to run them, because if you got that many out, you're not going to be able to run up to the corner gas station to get gas, because they're probably not going to have power either, so that's it. I kind of stock up on the fuel to run the generators in the wintertime just because of that.
WA8WQ at the 10 mark. Yeah, Ron, I was listening to one of the interviews that Weather Channel people were talking with a local, I don't know whether it was Tennessee or where, but anyway, the people he was interviewing, they just were fortunate enough to be on a power line that wasn't disrupted because the power line was close to a hospital or something. Well, anyway, the lady that was being interviewed said that all of a sudden the family has invited a whole lot of people over because they don't have any, the people they invited didn't have any heat. So more or less they said, you know the old thing, BYU, bring your own bottle, bring your own food. Bring your own food. We got the heat, you bring your own food.
Yeah, and they probably got that if they got a freezer. It's kind of like, well, we're going to have to heat up a freezer full of food here if it doesn't come back in a short time. And from some of those areas, yeah, they're not going to have power back to areas for, days to weeks, possibly. So if they're up in the mountains of Tennessee or whatever in the line that, you're a one-off house. You're going to be the last one on the list. They're going to be hitting the larger areas where, they can put, 3, 4, 8, 5, whatever, 800 houses back online quickly. That's happened to me before. I'm on in a subdivision, but the fuse popped on the transformer behind my house. Well, there's only 8 houses on that line.
So we were at the end. We were out 4 days without out power one winter. But I had generator, and at that point I didn't have the transfer switch put in, so I hot wired the furnace. We had heat. Yeah, I've done the, I got a little small Honda generator, and it does the heater okay. Not in the microwave. And a couple of things in the house. And a refrigerator. Yeah, I was looking at what was happening in Texas. Apparently, I didn't get a good picture of whether Texas was going to get strike three. I remember the last couple of storms, Texas really got a black eye. Each time they just sat there and took it. And apparently a little bit of either political shenanigans or just stupid incompetence. But Texas, I think this is the third time. I'm not sure they are in as bad a shape as they were before. But when Texas loses the power, they're really in a mess.
Yeah, a friend of mine, I was talking to him last night. He said something about Texas is on their own power grid. They're not part of the national power grid. So they don't get, you know, people to help them out. Like, either they can, you know, supply power or whatever, but they're on their own grid. So, yeah, if it goes out, it's out. There's nobody to help them. So. But it's, yeah, it's kind of odd sometimes. The last time they had that big ice storm in... people were complaining, and it's kind of like, well, do you not prepare for anything? But when I talk to people all the time, and that's it. Do you have a generator? No. Do you have water? No. Do you have extra food? No. What happens if the power goes out? I don't know. So it's lack of preparedness, lack of thought with... a lot of people, well, they just, it's always going to be there, and that's how they run their life.
Yeah, you know, the thing I remember, Ron, about the Texas fiasco was the Texas politicians were saying that we were all right except for the wind farms and the solar farms and all that stuff. That they failed on us. Then they found out later that the wind farms and everything else were not maintained. They decided to save money, and instead of winterizing the wind turbines, they said, well, we don't have to because it's always warm here.
Nope. Not the case. I heard one report that New Mexico, some places in New Mexico, got 10 inches of snow, so it's not warm. About the only place that's warm all of the time is like Key West. That's about Miami and Key West, and that's about it. Even Texas now isn't warm, or even Arizona, Nevada, or New Mexico and that.
Yeah, I've been without power a few times, and if I was going to, you know, really think that I wasn't going to be around, I would have got one of those... natural gas Generac things, but with my experience and not really wanting to get into something that was worth as much as a car, I can deal with a $500 generator. So I considered getting my power loss alarm. I got a little power loss alarm, just a simple little relay. The power goes out, the relay closes, and turns on a battery-operated noisemaker. And that allows me to hopefully get out of bed before I lose all the heat in the house and walk around the house in bare feet to find my socks and my shoes, right? that's my main reason for having a power loss indicator.
Yeah, mine, if it's in the middle of the night, my clock will start beeping. If the power goes off and it goes on backup, the backup battery, then yeah, it'll beep.
But yeah, like I said, I lost power 4 times within about a year and a half here in Saginaw. And it's, you know, tree limbs and that stuff coming down on the lines and shorting them with what happened, pop the fuse, or, you know, taking down a line or something. So Menards had a closeout on a larger generator, so I bought that, and I said, well, I'm going to put a transfer switch in. So now at least I still have to go out and start up the generator, put fuel in it, but just plug it into the outlet outside, flip the breakers on that panel in the basement, and I still have my family room, so my television will still work because I got an outdoor antenna as my backup. And my refrigerator, my part of my kitchen will work, so that'll at least run the refrigerator. I won't lose the food there. It'll run the freezer, refrigerator in the basement. It'll run my sump pump, and it'll run the furnace. So we'll have heat. We'll have entertainment. My hot water heater and stove are both gas, so I'll have hot water and food. So we're pretty good at that point. But of course, since I put it in about 4 years ago, we haven't lost power.
Roger, Ron, thanks for telling me about that clock that beeps when the power goes off. Oh, I might even consider start looking for a clock that beeps when the power is off. Cool. I got a question. It's been years since I've been on a 147.24 here. I think we used to be a DAC or something. I don't know. Is this repeater linked with any other repeaters that when this one's on, they're on too?
That is a negative. This is a single. It's not that it can't be. It's just this is just Saginaw's repeater. So there are several linked repeaters in Saginaw. This is just for Saginaw members. But we do have an all-star node, so those of us that have access, or at least to that, we can link it to other repeaters if we needed to for some reason. But single-use repeater, the NADRL, the 14533, is linked. You have the, and that's linked into probably a dozen or more other repeaters. And then you also have the UHF link, so the one in James Township and the one in Frankenmuth that's through Jeff KB8SWR, those are linked part of the MICON or the Skywarn system. So there's about, I don't know, 16, 17 repeaters that are part of that link.
Oh, wow. Well, that is over my head. I'm not really looking for linked repeaters. Actually, I'm avoiding linked repeaters. The 147-100 is a linked repeater, and I spend my time on 147.26 and 5.2 and a 5.5. I don't like. I'm not familiar with the linking business that well, and I don't really like it. They're just old school. That's all. Just the old school. The reason I came back to the 24, the .24 was the winter field day. I thought might there be some talk-in information or contacts or something like that. I thought that it would be kind of cool to put that in my scanning lineup here in the 2900 Yaesu. So that's one reason I asked. I wasn't looking for a linked repeater. I was looking for a not linked repeater.
KC8YVF, yeah. We're just a single repeater here, and that's on purpose. Like I said, we want to keep it local for local individuals. There are, if you're into the linked systems, there are a couple in Saginaw area that will do that, the 3-1 in Bay City. That Central Michigan Emergency Network took over is linked. So, yeah, they're there. If you like to be able to talk, you know, up to the bridge or down to Detroit locally, there's the avenues to do that. But our repeater is just a single-use repeater. We've got multiple receive sites, so there are 6 sites around the county to get in to the main transmitter, and then the transmitter's got good range pretty much from Standish down to
to Flint area, and then pretty much from Carroll over to the Breckenridge area. You generally can listen, hear the repeater fairly well out in that area. So it's got pretty good transmit range, and we've got 6 ears out there listening. WAAWQ at the 20 mark.
Well, thanks for all that. 6 sites, huh? Wow, cool. Yeah, I when I realized that the 2-4 was having a winter field day, I put it in my scanner, and all of a sudden I was talking with my friend there in Wisconsin. His name is Terry. I had a 20-minute talk with Terry there. Probably it's been 3 or 4 years since I've talked with him, but we recognize each other's voice again. It's amazing. It was really surprising. I kind of forgot all about him. it was fun. I enjoyed it. It's kind of like amazing. That surprised me. Good to hear him in his voice.
Yeah, Terry's a member of the Saginaw Club, so he talks quite a bit on here through the EchoLink connection, and that's one thing we put on for the members, especially if they're traveling or something like that. We've got some members that go to Florida or go up north during the summer, whatever, so they're still able to get on to the Monday night net or the Sunday night net that we have, so it's nice to have the EchoLink connection in there as well for that. So yeah, Terry's donated quite a bit of equipment to the club that he no longer uses, so he sent us radios and things that we put up at the auction, the club auction, to raise money in that. So I've got a couple of his radios at home that I purchased from the donation, so yeah, it's nice to have that. I talked to Terry not as much as I used to. When I was working from home, I could monitor the radio all day, and he's normally on during the day, whereas now I'm back in the office, so I don't get to monitor the radio, so I hear him periodically, but not nearly as much as I did.
Yeah, okay, Ron. No, real good. That was good to pick up another mobile. I'm going to probably listen to the 147.26, because I got a mobile that I listened to on the way home, and there's a group of 3 or 4 of us occasionally that will be all listening. I mean, the only non-mobile, but I make sure that their station works so that other mobiles can hear them. So I kind of go for the mobiles. They enjoy somebody to ride along with them, too. But I'm going to cut you loose, Ron. I enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for all of the information. And I hope you're kind of near home here, because it sounds like you've had a safe trip. KD8YVS, Mobile, WA8WQ, you're clear.
All right, Terry, good timing. I just pulled in the driveway at home, so have a good afternoon, or the rest of it, or your evening, and we'll talk to you again. KC8YVF clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees.
KD8ADA mobile.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 11 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 10 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, KFAEDQ, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements for the net. We'll take check-ins in three groups. We'll do mobile, EchoLink, and then regular check-ins. So for any mobile short time or in and out check-ins, radio stations, please call now.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, and I will be in and out tonight.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township. Mike, I will be in and out also tonight, but thanks for doing the net.
This is N8NTN, Beaver Township. I'll be in and out.
All right, roger that. We've got KDMMH Mike, NAAUI Tom, and NANTN, I think your name is Doug. So we've got those three in and out stations. Any more in and out stations? All right, very well. Nothing heard. We'll move on to EchoLink stations. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from EchoLink stations. Please call now.
This is Kilo, 6 Kilo, Quebec, Victor, Bill, Cupertino, California, no traffic.
All right, I picked up one EchoLink station. That's Kilo 6, Kilo Quebec, Victor, and that's Bill. Do I have that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Roger, roger. Thank you for joining the net. At this time, I'll take regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, please call now.
This is KC8YVF, Ron, Saginaw Township, with no traffic.
This is Dave, W8DW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, K8KCI, Jeff Oakley, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is KC8VOA, no traffic, Saginaw.
This is KD8PAZ, Mini, Burt, no traffic.
This is KD8QCO, Fred, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
All right, roger, roger. We've got KC8YVF, Ron, W8DW, Dave, K8KCI, Jeff, N8KPR, Bob, KC8VOA Rick, KD8PAZ Mini, and KE8QCO Fred. Any other regular check-ins, please call now. All right, nothing heard. That brings us to the Nets. I think I recognize everybody. We've got a good group in here. I usually like to come up with the topic of the night, and I'm always loving on my dogs and whatnot, and I love them very much, and I was wondering about what other people thought about pets, or specifically, what kind of pet would you want to have? Should, like, money be no object? You can have as much space as you needed, so if you wanted to keep a tiger or an elephant or something, you could have acres and acres of land to have pets. And so, like, maybe you wanted a snake or a tarantula or something like that. I have no idea. But what kind of pet would you like to have, and why? Why do you think that would be a cool pet to have? We'll start at the top of the list, which is our Echo Link station, K6KQV, Bill. Thank you. Welcome to the Nets. And do you have anything to say, or maybe a pet, an exotic pet maybe, that you wouldn't mind having? Go ahead and take it. This is KFA-EDQ.
KFA-EDQ on the Net from K6KQV. Well, good evening to everybody. I'm sorry I haven't been in for a while, but good to be here. Good to hear everybody. And hope everybody is surviving in that bad weather you're having back there. Wow, that's you guys have been through quite a bit this winter so far. My niece and her family are in Goodrich, in the southeast corner of Genesee County, and they've been keeping me up to date on the weather storms. So we have had fairly good weather here, temperatures in the 40s at night and into the 60s in the daytime, so not too bad. Let's see, as far as pets, well, we used to have a kitty cat. We had him for a number of years, and then he passed away, and we just haven't had time to devote to any other animals since then. But I suppose if we had the room and the time to devote to them, we'd get another kitty. And let's see. Oh, I did want to mention we were able to work the winter field day this past weekend. The bands were not too good out in this part of the country, but we did manage to work into the East Coast. I managed to work a new station in Michigan in Ontonagon County, so I was really pleased with that. And I guess that's about all the news from here. So everybody have a great evening. Back to Net, K6KQV.
Very good, K6KQV. Yeah, Bill, it is 10 degrees here in Saginaw anyway. It doesn't look like it's too windy. We got about 14-mile-an-hour winds. We got a little bit of snow last night, but really not too much at all. So, but it was enough to send the snow trucks out, and I had to go clear off the driveway and the walkway up to my front door today. So, yeah, that's about it. We got KC8YBF Ron up next with W8DW on deck. This is KFA-EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Go ahead and take it, Ron.
Good evening, Mike, everyone on the net. Bill, it's good to hear you in here again. It's been a while since we've had you on the net. So thanks for stopping by. And, yeah, it's been a cold one, that's for sure. We did participate. Our group did participate in Winter Field Day over the weekend. When I got up on Saturday morning, it was 13 below zero. By the time we got out to the site, it was about 11 below zero, but actually it wasn't too bad because for the first time we didn't have winds. It was pretty calm, basically no wind at all. The sun was out, which made it seem a whole lot better than it was, I guess. It could have been a whole lot worse, so we were able to get all of the antennas up, get everything operational. Within, we started about 9 o'clock. Everybody was ready to go by the 11 o'clock start time. So it worked out quite well. We've been in much worse conditions than that, with snow, rain, sleet, everything else before. But temperature was cold, but the other conditions helped us out. It made it seem better than it was. For us, we had about 175 contacts, I think it was. I just sent the log in tonight, and I don't have the information in front of me. I got the logs done and combined. I got it sent into the Winter Field Day site. We had something like 3,400 points, if I remember correctly, from the initial information that they responded back to me with the soapbox numbers and that. So I'll have to compare that to next year to see how well we did compared to last year or the last few years. But that was pretty good. We had a good time out there. We had four stations. We had a sideband station with Jeff KCI and Jim that worked from their car, basically a POTA station that wasn't a POTA station. And then there was four of us in the building. We had two digital stations and a CW station and another sideband station. So the CW and myself on sideband, Dave and I, WADW, switched off the antenna. Dave would work for a while, I'd work for a while, and passed it back and forth. So that worked out well. It gave us both a chance to operate for a while, gave us a break in between, and it worked out. So it was a good weekend at least. Sunday was a little bit worse as far as weather. It was warmer, about 14 degrees. But the winds really came up out of the northeast, so it was a cold wind. The snow was blowing, so to get everything down, it was a little tougher getting it down than getting it up on Sunday. But everything got done. We quit about 12, and we were out of there a little after 1. Got everything cleaned up and was out of the building on our way home. So that worked out well. That was kind of my weekend at least. For animals... Well, I've always had cats, and right now the wife has collected 10 of them, so we have a menagerie of cats in the house, and all of them basically get along. There's 6 on one side of the house, there's 4 on the other side of the house, there's a couple in there that don't like each other, they'll hiss and meow and whatever at each other, so we keep them separated, but we got a couple that will go back and forth. Two of our younger ones can be on either side of the house and be fine with the other group. So for me, I've always would love to have a big cat. A lion would be great, a big male lion. Again, if you could domesticate him and that would be fun, other than feeding it and cleaning up after it. That I wouldn't want to do. It's enough with what we have. So, but big cat would be kind of be fun to have around. So, Beth, I'll turn it back over to you, Mike. Thanks for doing the net tonight. We'll be here for the 73 round. KC8YVF.
Very good, Ron. Yeah, we got 2 for kitty cats, and so maybe various sizes. Yeah, those big lions, maybe you could hire out cleaning up after them, too. quite the responsibility to take care of such a large cat. Well, very good. All right. In WADW, we got Dave up next with KCI. Well, you know what? It's 15 minutes in. We better take a station break. This is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Would anybody like to join our net, please call now.
KDA-AVA, Aaron, Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Victor Alpha, Aaron.
All right, I got KDA-AVA, Aaron. Got you on the list. You're up after Fred, K8QCO. You're maybe 4 or 5 down from the current here, or maybe 6. So we got WADW next with K8KCI on deck. And Aaron, we're talking about pets, and if money was no object, would you what kind of animal would you like to keep or raise from a baby, or like a raccoon or a skunk, maybe something like that, or a lion, elephant, you name it. All right, where were we? W8DW, Dave, you're up. Go ahead and take it, man.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KF8EDQ, W8DW. Yeah, we had a good time on field day. We worked with the group on Saturday. And as Ron said, we kept on switching off antenna. I had my KX2, so I was running 5 watts. I had a good time with it. I had to sort of watch the battery. I didn't bring any extra batteries when I came out. I normally got a battery pack that will last quite a while, and we normally have I think I have 3 of them, and I only brought the one with me, so I was sort of watching my power input or my power consumption. Anyway, then we came home, and we didn't work anymore on Saturday from home, but we did work some of the field day from home, CW. And Bill, I did catch a couple of Californias, San Joaquin Valley, and I can't remember the other one. I think there was 2 of them that I worked, so I did work that a couple on Sunday. Seemed like the CW got really, really active right near the end of the contest. Probably people were maybe doing sideband or something, decided to do that later. But let me buy a second. Okay, over the years, we have no pets right now. Over the years, as a kid, they had a cat, they had a couple cats. We've had, as a kid, we had a rabbit. That was a lot of fun. He was quite an interesting thing to have. So, and then we've had a couple dogs, so we have no pets at this time. But anyway, that's about all I got for this one. And we'll turn it back to you there, Mike. KF8EDQ, W8DW.
All right, thanks, Dave. Field day was, unfortunately, I missed it. I don't know if anybody was listening to the net last night, but I wasn't leaving the house. I woke up at like 6:30, 7 o'clock, saw it was -12, I wasn't making it out, so good on you guys for actually getting out and doing the thing. So everybody in the club appreciates that very much. So with that, we got KCI Jeff up next with NAKPR Bob on deck. Go ahead and take it, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. And I think I would have to say is I would get me another little rat carrier. We had Labs when I was duck hunting, and then we had a beagle, and then our last one was a little rat terrier, and had him about 15 years, and he passed away a couple years ago. So, but we've been traveling now, so we're animal-less, so we miss him, there's no doubt. So I would have to say I would go with that one again. He's a good lap dog. He likes to bark at everybody, but he's high strung, just like his master would be, I guess we'll say. So, other than that, field day was great. We worked out of the car off the fence with a little G90 with a little amp and a little tuner, and Jim took down the logs as I reached out and touched somebody. So we nailed 15 right off the bat and got 12 in the morning, and then afternoonish, we'll say we got another 12 or 13 on 10 meters. So it was a great day. Yes, it was a little nippy, but not too bad. We actually were in the car, had the antenna hooked to the cyclone fence, so I think that might have helped a little bit. But we had fun and enjoyed it. We would go in and take a break into the room, and we would warm up with some hot chocolate and chit-chat. So that's about it for me. Back to Net Control. It's KKCI.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. I'll have to get with you sometime about doing mobile HF, basically to POTA, because I want to get into that. And I recently got a Wolf River coil in the mail, and I can't wait to set it up and tune it and start using the thing. So maybe we can go activate a park sometime together. All right, NNKPR Bob, you're up next with KC8VOA on deck. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Mike, everybody on the net. And Bill, good to hear from you. Haven't heard from you in a while. Good to hear you. Yeah, you're talking about lows in the 40s and highs in the 60s. I'd settle for high in the 40s. But, yeah, it's frigid here. I have 10 degrees right now. They're talking about minus, 18, 20 degrees tonight, I guess. Yeah, my fuel bill is going to be kind of pricey this month. I run on LP gas, propane, and so, yeah, I just had a fill up here probably, it was either the end of December or beginning of January, and I think it was another fill up here. I checked it today, I was down to 55%. They only fill up to 80, but it was down to 55%, and I'll probably need another fill by the middle of February. We'll see what happens. Hopefully it warms up soon, because this whole week's supposed to be cold. And it's good for the ranking of the snow fest, no doubt. The last several years it's been, in the 50s and raining, or, just not very good for snow and ice. So, but then, then you get, it's kind of a catch-22. When it's warm out, you get a lot of people, but the sculptures aren't very good, and then when it's cold out, sculptures are good, but you don't get a lot of people, which is fine by me. I can't get through town on Saturday or Sunday, so I got to make it like a, 6-mile trip around town to get to the north side of town. But, hey, that's okay. I like living here. That's about it for this round. Back in the control, and KPR. Oh, the dog. Yeah, I had a dog when I was a kid. I liked that. Me and him were good buds. And when my girls were growing up, we had a couple cats. And three cats, I guess, all total. And they're cool, too. I could have a cat or a dog. But I spent Thanksgiving, about 4 or 5 days during Thanksgiving with a Labradoodle. No, it was a Golden Doodle. And, man, Maggie, her name was Maggie, and she was huge. She was a huge dog. And, but she was less than a year old, and she thought she's still a puppy. So she was always calling you laughing. I go, no, you're too big for this stuff. But, God, what a doll. Just cuddle up with it, just fantastic. If I had a dog, it'd probably be some medium-sized dog. Some with a good attitude. Kind of like carefree attitude, but me and the wife travel too much, so we can't really have anything. Or a cat would be fine, too, doesn't matter. But I'm back in that, and it keeps here.
All right, thank you, NNKPR, Bob. Those golden doodles, there's actually one up at the shelter right now who's not available for adoption, I should probably add, but she's very sweet and a huge dog, big curly hair, very sweet and soft and everything like that. So a very cool dog, very interesting, mildly mannered and very pleasant. All right, on that we've got a dog lover. That's fantastic. I'm a dog lover myself. I also like the laid back dog type, but the 40, 50 pound dog is about right for me. Maybe three of them, I guess. So I got the three of them here. We got Ducky and Neo and Cassidy. I should probably throw some pictures of them up on QRZ. All right. KC8VOA, Rick, you're up next with KD8PAZ Mini on deck. Go ahead and take it, Rick.
Well, good evening, Mike, and everybody in the net. Oh, interesting question. I had a German Shepherd, and his name was Valor. He was a very sharp dog, and
If I was to get another one, it'd probably be a German Shepherd, although my mom had a Yorkie Terrier, and that dog had so much personality, it's hard to make a decision there between the two. The other thing I had at one time was an Oscar fish, and that fish would know when I walked in the room, he would dance around in front of the glass. I could stick my finger down the tank, and he'd rub up against my finger. He's basically begging for food, what he was doing. He was kind of about the size of my hand, and pretty good sized fish, and it was pretty good and everything else. And I was cleaning up the tanks and getting rid of the aquariums and stuff, and I let him go, and a friend took care of him and that, and so forth, and I don't know what happened after that. Interesting fish. So it looks like Friday could potentially be our coldest day this week. They're saying chill factor down around minus 25, so time will tell. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Night Control. Mike, I am one and done tonight. 73, KC8BOA.
All right, very good, Rick. Yeah, German Shepherds are very majestic creatures. There's a couple of them at the shelter that I get to take care of fairly regularly. So very intelligent, highly intelligent animals, beautiful animals. So, yep. All right, KD8PAZ Mini, you're up next with KE8QCO on deck. We'll probably do a station break after Mini really quick to see if anybody wants to join us. So, Mini, go ahead and take your turn.
Well, good evening, KFATDQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to all the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear Bill in here again. It's been a while since he's been on, and it's good to hear him in, and everybody else also. As far as animals, I grew up with animals, cows, dogs, cats, horses, pigs, turkeys, ducks, you name it, we had them. And then, of course, my daughter, she had a cat here, and we had one dog, and I said, after that dog passed away, no more animals. So I do feed my birds outside. Other than that, that's the only animals I want. This is KD8PAZ back to KF8EDQ.
Thank you, Minnie. Thank you for calling in. And, birds make great pets as well. Those, a parrot would be an interesting pet, I think. Something that would live a long time and is intelligent enough to learn parts of, more of the language than maybe a dog could. Very interesting. All right, this is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Is there anybody who'd like to join us? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. We've got KE8QCO Fred up next with KD8AVA Aaron on deck. Go ahead, Fred.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Participated field day this weekend, and probably the trickier part of the setup was just keeping my fingers working. So it gets that cold, your hands just kind of stop working. So, but besides that, it was a good field day. Goes to pets. We had horses and chickens and dogs and cats when I was younger and living out in Hemlock, and then we moved into town, and my mom decided to raise long-haired Persian cats, so I've definitely washed enough cats in my life and helped out with those, so not sure if I have any more cats or not, but I guess kind of the final one, if you had an exotic pet and money was no object, you mentioned elephant, I think that might be a good one for helping me out in the woods with trees and things like that. That would be a pretty handy animal to have, so with that, I'll say back to Matt. This is KE8QCO.
All right, KE8QCO. Very good. Yeah, in other parts of the world, they use elephants kind of like tractors. You know, they use them for logging and farming. They use them for all kinds of things. They have that very strong trunk that can, it's like a crane almost, like a miniature excavator almost. So, all right, KDA-AVA, you're on the bottom of the list, and I'll take my turn after you, Aaron. Go ahead and take it.
Thanks, and hi, good evening to everyone on the net. Actually, I just bought myself a puppy in December, so she's currently curled up on my chest right now. I'm laying down on the couch, and she's just hanging out with me. She's 11 weeks old, golden retriever, should be about 50 pounds, but she's what's keeping me warm in this cold weather. I just kind of curl up with her, and it's wonderful. I'm definitely a dog person, but I would say any animal that's cuddly, I would do in a heartbeat. So I always thought it'd be fun to have a river otter too. Those guys always look like they're having fun. But cows, horses, really anything. I don't think I'd want to take care of them, but I know they're a lot of work. But just something to hang out with, and I don't know. But I guess as far as actual pets, I'm definitely a dog person. Glad you guys had fun at field day. I decided to stay home and just hang out with the pup. But pass it back to net control. KDA-AVA.
All right, Aaron. Thank you. Yeah, I'm kind of in your boat too. Anything that's cute and cuddly, I'm on board with having him as a pet. Which kind of I describe my dogs as potatoes because two of them are Staffordshire Terriers, and they sleep all day. One has quite a bit of energy, and the other one has basically none at all, where he could sleep all day. You say, Neil, you want to go for a walk? And the other two perk their ears up, where Neil is like, he could take it or leave it. He's like, I don't need a walk, but if you're going, I'll go, I guess, but... That dog is a potato. He's an old Staffordshire Terrier. He's about 8 years old, and he lays around and cuddles all day and all night long. So it's always a pleasure having him around. All right, we're at the bottom of the list. This is KFAEDQ. We'll go to the top of the list for the 73 round. We've got, let's see if K6... KQV Bill is still around. Are you still with us for the 73 round, Bill?
This is K6 KQV. Yes, still here. I've enjoyed the comments, and I got a real chuckle about the the potato dog. That was okay. And I think it was Ron who made the comment about maybe having a lion for a pet. I guess the only lions I would allow in the house would be the Detroit Lions. So I don't have anything else. It's been a pleasure checking in tonight. Hopefully I can get in here more often in 2026. So I'll say 73. Everybody have a good evening, and stay safe and warm and healthy back there. Back to net, K6KQV.
K6KQV, you got a chuckle out of me, man. That was a good joke. I like that. Detroit Lions as a pet. That is fantastic. Yeah, I love my potato dogs. I love them. Absolute potatoes. All right, Ron, KC8YVF, you're up next with, we got D8DW next on deck, excuse me. All right, KC8YVF, Ron, go ahead for the 73 round.
All right, Mike, thanks for doing that tonight. Yeah, like I said, I pretty much always had cats. My wife has had dogs growing up, and I... never had a dog. I love dogs as far as any of the animals. I've just always had cats growing up. It's been a little easier to take care of than most. When you have one,
a little easier to take care of, but we've picked up the strays that have come about around the house, or ended up at my daughter's house, and she had six cats at one time, and as well as two dogs, and now they have 19 chickens as well, so they got a whole mess to take care of. But they're pretty good as far as that. They're fun animals to have. We put a cat patio on the back side of the house, so during the summer we can open up a window and the cats can go outside and enjoy a little fresh air and lay in the sun and that, because they are all indoor cats. They make it as far as the garage and that's it, so they can go from the house to the garage, and then we'll give them a call and they come running back into the house. Especially in this weather, they don't stay out too very long, but they still want to go out. And my wife still takes, we've got five or six stray cats that come around, so this winter with the cold temperatures, she bought a couple of heated cat houses, so several of them will spend the night in the warmth of the cat houses. We have heated bowls outside for water and food, so that they have nourishment at least, the best we can do for them. We'd like to catch a few of them to get them fixed, but whatever we can do for them, as far especially in this weather. And we've got a camera out back, so it'll capture who they are and or what, when they come and go and that, so we got an idea of what's out there. But occasionally, we'll catch a possum or a raccoon or something else that'll come up to the house to see if we've got, especially water. At this time of the year, putting water out in a heated bowl, something like that, the animals can generally find food of some kind. But water is the scarce thing because everything's frozen. So it's amazing how many animals, birds, like I said, the raccoons, the possums will all come and drink water because they cannot get it during the winter, and that's for like us, it's vital for them as well. So maybe the rest of the week, I got a doctor's appointment on Thursday. Saturday, we're going to have a little fun. We're taking the grandkids, my daughter and son-in-law. My wife and I were going up to Midland to see the Blue Man Group. We've seen them back many years ago when my daughter was in high school. We took a trip to Chicago with her German class that she had, and that was one of the activities they did for the kids. We've seen them probably about 20-some years ago in Chicago. They came around here. We managed to get tickets and taken the grandkids, so it should be a really fun afternoon on Saturday. So thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. 73 to everyone. Have a good week. Stay on the warm side of the door, and we'll talk to you next week. KCYVF.
All right. Thanks, John. Yeah, good on you for taking care of basically all of God's creatures, you know, most of all the ones around your house, all of God's creatures there. You know, even possums. Possums are good for the environment. I'm looking at the weather here. It says on one screen of my phone it says 9 degrees. On the other it says it's 11 degrees. I don't know what to believe. All right, WADW, you're up next for the 73 round. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Mike. KF8EDQ, WADW. It doesn't matter which one you believe, it's still, or which one you look at, Mike, it's still cold, so that's just the way it is. The wife actually has a pet squirrel right now that she's been feeding the squirrel breadcrumbs or whatever, and it comes up to the door and it'll actually wait for her at the door of the porch outside. So we got bird feeders. I try to keep them out of the bird feeders because they empty them faster than the birds do, but she's feeding them with a piece of dried up bread, so they are getting something to eat anyway. Anyway, that's about all I got. 73 there. Everyone have a good one. Try and stay warm, and we'll catch everyone down the log. And thanks for stopping in there, too. Also, Bill, if you're still listening, good to hear you. KF8EDQ, WADW.
All right, WADW. Sorry, I think I said your call sign wrong earlier. I'm sorry. I apologize about that. This is KF8EDQ. All right. K8KCI, Jeff, you're up next. N8KPR, Bob, you're on deck. Go ahead for the 73 round, Jeff.
Okay, Mike. And thanks again for doing a net. And sure, we'll have to get together and go out and tackle a park. And I have lots of antennas we can throw up there and try, and it's just a matter of a couple of different things to work on. But POTA, POTA, it works good. I like it. It's easy, and we can go out to the refuge to do it. It's pretty close there. So, anyways, we'll just say 73 to everybody. Stay safe, keep warm, and we'll talk to everybody on the next meeting, which will be coming up. Other than that, next Sunday, we'll talk to you. KKCI, we'll be clear.
All right, KKCI, yeah. I think that the meeting is would be next week Friday, because it's the first Friday of the month, if I'm not mistaken. So it'll be February 6th. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but all right, let's see. I don't think we've checked to see if there's any stations listening that want to join us, so let's do a quick station break. Is there anybody that would like to join us really quick before we move on with the net? All right, Jeff, thank you very much. I didn't hear anything, so we'll move on to N8KPR Bob with KC8BOA is 73 out, so it's KD8PZ is on deck there. All right, N8KPR, this is KF8EDQ. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, Mike. And another thing I've always been fascinated with animals is our birds. Part of me would like to have an aviary. Is that what they call it, aviary? Where they, you know, a big bird cage with a lot of birds in it. And I remember going to, I don't know which, elderly homes, old folks homes, and they always seem to have one in there. You know, a reasonably big one. You know, with multiple birds in there and variety of birds. But I always thought that was fascinating. But then I realized, you know, they're kind of noisy too. You know, you can put up the noise all day long. But I always thought that was fascinating. A friend of mine, when I was a kid growing up, he had his parents had a minor bird. I think it taught. Unfortunately, his parents were a little on the rough side, and he knew a lot of words that, you know, I couldn't say over the air. But at the time, as a child, you know, I thought that was pretty funny. And but at this time, last Monday, I was sitting in the airport in Chicago. And the good part is, I'm glad we went, my daughter, two daughters, and my wife went to Nashville to celebrate my birthday on Saturday. We spent Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday in Nashville. And I'm glad I was down there that weekend, not this weekend. But, yeah, we had a good time, very good time. Probably the best birthday I ever had, but yeah, it was the best birthday I ever had, I have to say that. But then coming home from Chicago, or coming home from Nashville, we had a layover in Chicago. And our flight was supposed to take off, let's say, at 9:12 p.m. Well, it didn't take off till 9:45 the next day. No, it was 10:45 the next day. But they did put us up overnight at Best Western, and so we checked in at Best Western at 12:30 in the morning. We had to get up at 4:30 in the morning to catch a shuttle at 5 to make the flight at 7:30, which didn't take off, actually, until quarter to 11. So, yeah, it was a rough trip home. But nothing like this last weekend here. So, you know, I thought that was bad, but when I see what happened here with this ice and snow and everything this weekend, it's like, I'm thankful I went that weekend. But
But then again, like I said, it was my birthday, so, you know, I wouldn't have been gone this weekend. But, you know, things can always be worse. But thanks for doing that, Mike. Send it to you, everybody. Have a great week. Stay warm. That's Net Control at AAKPR.
All right, yeah, thank you, Bob. I think one of the last times I flew was, it would have been, I think it was Thanksgiving, which is, if you don't know, it's Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the year, on or around it. It's very, very busy, and I flew down to Florida to go visit my mom and sister, and boy, it was a nightmare trying to, you know, my flight got canceled, and then, you know, oh my gosh, it was, I feel for you when you get stuck in an airport. It's just the worst. It's kind of a helpless situation there. All right, K8PAZ Mini, you're up next with K8QCO, you're on deck. This is KF8EDQ, back over to K8PAZ Mini.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KDATAZ. Not too much more going on. I got a breakfast with my family on Wednesday morning, and then Wednesday afternoon I've got luncheon with the women that I graduated with. So other than that, that's about all that's going on this week. So everybody have a good week, and we'll talk to you all again on Sunday. This is KDATAZ, back to KFA-EDQ.
Thanks, Minnie. Thank you very much. And you're always sharing a meal with your friends and family. I love that for you. I am trying to go out to Texas Roadhouse to get a giant ribeye steak in the very near future. And I'm probably going to take a few of my friends with me. So, yeah, sharing a meal with loved ones is always a pleasure, isn't it? All right. K8QCO, Fred, you're up next. K8ABA. Aaron, who's at the bottom of the list, will be on deck there. So, Fred, why don't you take it for the 73 round? This is KF8EDQ.
Hey, good evening again, everyone. Really have anything else to add for this go-round. Just say 73s to everyone, and let's try to stay warm. So, with that, this is KQCO, back to net.
All right, thanks, Fred. 7-3, and maybe you'll call in next week, and we'll catch up a little bit more then. But all right, 7-3, have a good week. KDA-ABA Aaron, it's your turn. This is KFA-EDQ. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mike. Not a lot else to add. Trying to get the idea of a pet free line out of my head. Don't know if I would be able to keep them. I hear they yield up. Also, probably not keep others. But let me know if you need help with that giant ribeye steak. Always willing to help a friend out in need. And other than that, maybe try to get out to see Zender's Hellfest this weekend sometime. Brave the cold and maybe grab a piece of Tiffany's or something. With that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. Guys, have a good rest of your week. 73, 88 ABA.
Alright, KDA ABA 73. Have a good week. This is KF8EDQ. What was I going to say for the rest of the week? I'm probably going to end up visiting a nursing home out in Bay City. As I usually do, I take Ducky out to Bay City to go visit some folks every week, and maybe I'll get a chance to go see the Snowfest as well. So, all right, 7-3, we're at the bottom of the list. Let's see here. All right, let's see if there's anybody who wants to join our net before we close it really quick. Is there anybody listening? I guess that answers that. I didn't hear anything, So we'll go ahead and close it down. Do we have any closing comments or announcements for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association net before I close it? All right, I'm hearing nothing. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 3, 6, 9, 12, plus 1. That's 13, including myself, check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. My name is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec. And this net is now closed. We're returning the frequency back to normal. Amateur, you 7-3, everyone.
Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 8 degrees.